The views and opinions expressed during this program do not necessarily reflect those of the staff and management of Cox Media Group, Ohio.
This hour is sponsored by Murphy's Auto Care.
This is WHIO's consumer warrior, Clark Howard. Beware scam artists in Dayton. I'll find you out.
This is WHIO meteorologist Kirstie Zantini. If weather breaks this hour, we will break it.
And you're listening to an Ask the Expert weekend on AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
Good afternoon and welcome to Auto Talk. I'm Jan Murphy along with my husband David. We're the owners of Murphy's Auto Care in Beaver Creek. Dave is an ASC Master Certified Technician for over 40 years. And at Murphy's Auto Care, we service all makes and models. We're open Monday through Friday, 7:30 to 5:30 to serve you and your family. You can call 426-AUTO or contact us at murphysautocare.com. We've got a great show in store today. Thank you for sticking with us. And I want to give a shout out to our friends and family at Indian Lake.
We had
a wonderful weekend last weekend at a little reunion, and great weather, great boating, and want to say hi out there to everybody. It's a great day today again, too.
Yeah, they're streaming on iHeart, which a lot of folks do, you know, all around the country, which is cool. Just hello, everybody. Welcome to Auto Talk. I'm Dave. I'm the other half of this fun show. We're glad you're here with us. Like Jan said, also, one of the great ways to reach us is at murphysautocare.com. You can request an appointment there. And I was just going to mention, just before the show rolled in here, I just took care of three appointments online, people requesting them. So if you're thinking about getting into our shop, getting your car serviced for the first time or for many times, just go to our website again, murphysautocare.com. Go to the contact button and you can schedule an appointment. You can request, I should say, an appointment, and we'll get back to you very quickly and let you know what's going to work.
Yep. So we've got a good show in store for you today. You can call us live. 457-1290 is the number to call. We love to hear from you and answer your questions best we can. We have lots of good stuff in the shop that happened this week that we'd like to talk about.
Wow.
But mostly we like to hear from you. So 457-1290. And tell them what the show's about.
We're going to talk all about keeping your vehicle safe, keeping it dependable, and that's how you save money with your vehicle, with any machine, quite honestly, if you keep it maintained. And let's face it, that's really what a modern vehicle is, a rolling computer. It really is. But it still needs a lot of maintenance. And, getting it in regularly, just like you would go to see your dentist or your doctor, is key.
Well, also, if you want to learn more about that, we have some new videos posted on Facebook and Google and our website as well. So you can always log on to those and just kind of get some tidbits of information that will help you keep your car rolling smoothly and operating correctly.
And see what happens. Actually, the one we just posted this week, I think, was really interesting. Just jump on our Facebook page, or like Jan said, on our website, hit the blog button. And this one was about a vehicle that had a ball joint that separated, which caused the vehicle, caused a breakdown, could have caused an accident, but did a quick video, kind of show you what one is if you're not familiar with it, and it's part of the suspension system, and there's plenty of information to learn there about it.
So what tipped off the driver to bring that in?
The left wheel fell out.
It was an extreme condition.
When the ball joint separates from the lower control arm, and it had been worn, I'm sure, for a long time. It was a new customer to us. But at any rate, just hit a bump in the road, or I can't remember if that was coming over a curb. And at any rate, that's what causes the pressure separates. There's a lot of stress there at that joint, and when they're worn out, they're going to come apart. So
a lot of information there.
Absolutely, it was a great rendition. So it gives you a lot of insight as to, and the point of it is if you're taking your vehicle to your trusted mechanic or your trusted shop, and they say to you, hey, by the way, the ball joints, one of them's loose, or they're looking worn, or perhaps the protective dust boots around them are torn, which lets atmosphere in, that's the time to replace them. Do it now, or get it scheduled shortly so it fits your budget, but don't wait until it falls out, because it's inconvenient and it can cause an accident.
Well, and wherever you take your car for service, their intention is to look out for you and try to make you aware of everything going on with the car, even if you're just going in for an oil change.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's all about maintenance. Speaking of maintenance, I think we're going to take a call real quick because we're going to talk to Steven. Steven, how you doing today?
Doing great. How about yourself?
We're awesome. Thanks for joining us here on Auto Talk. What's on your mind?
Yes, sir. I have a Lexus 430. LS. It's a 2002.
Okay.
And it's reached that 90,000 mile mark where the timing belt is supposed to be changed out, so on and so forth. And I was wondering if you guys do that type of work.
Oh, absolutely. Yes, we do. As a matter of fact, my wife drives an LS model, and it's a 460 and a beautiful car, not quite at that mileage yet. But yeah, we have serviced and worked on Toyotas and Lexus for, you know, 25 years. So we're very familiar with that. It's amazing that you said, what year is it, an 03?
02.
02, and you just got 90,000 miles on it.
That's it.
Yeah, yeah. So you've
excellent condition.
Yeah, I'm sure it is. But yeah, you absolutely want to get that in and get it changed, because really the benchmarks are either 90 to 100,000 miles or 8 years of in service. So
okay. There's
a time also. So you're a very lucky man that hasn't broken. But fortunately, that engine is not typically an interference engine. And interference, of course, if you're familiar with that, means that if the belt broke, the engine's pistons and valves could hit each other, and then, of course, that causes catastrophic damage typically. But yeah, you want to get that in. If you want to get it scheduled with us, just you can call us at 426-AUTO, or you can go online like we were just talking about. Just go online to murphysautocare.com, schedule it, and we'll get right back to you and get you in.
Fantastic. Yes. How soon do you think something like that could be done, and how long do you think it takes?
It's a one-day service. We just looking at our schedule, since I was just doing it, we actually could take care of it for you Wednesday, Thursday, or Friday this coming week.
Okay, well, I'll be in Washington, D.C. on those days, but how about, could you give me a roundabout figure of something like that, how much that would cost?
I'd be happy to tell you that, Stephen, but we do need to look at the car, get a little information off of it. Especially at that kind of age, there's going to be some other ancillary parts we're going to replace, belts, water pump, in this case, probably a hydraulic tensioner, maybe some cam seals in the tops of the head. So I can tell you it can range from around $900 to maybe as much as $1,500. It just depends on once you get it opened up and look at it. So,
okay.
And you know, we're going to do a complete inspection as well, a digital inspection. We're going to take photographs of it. And I will mention this to you. It sounds like you got your travel for business probably or whatever. If you want to leave it with us during the week, we can take care of it and then either run you home or pick you back up when you get back in town, because we pick up and deliver.
I've seen now, I don't know what all comes with it. I called AutoZone and I see that their kit costs $254 and it's offering more parts than you could believe.
Yeah.
So I assume that once it's in there that the water pump should be changed out, because
yes,
that's just one of those things. Even though it all is well, nothing's wrong with the vehicle. It's just
right
time to change it. So
absolutely.
I'll give you a call.
That'd be great.
At your shop and see what we can do, okay?
We look forward to meeting you, Stephen. Thanks so much for your call, because that is very informative for a lot of folks, you know? So, hey, good job to you on taking care of a car for so many years and keep it going. So you have a great weekend. Enjoy it.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Yes,
sir. Stay cool.
All righty. Bye-bye. All right. Great. Well, we're going to stick right here on the lines. By the way, if you want to call us today, that number to call us is 457-1290. And we are talking to Alan right now. Alan, how you doing?
Good, thanks. How are you?
Great. Thanks for joining Auto Talk with Jan and I. How can we help you today?
I have a 2006 Toyota Tundra pickup truck.
Okay.
I replaced the rear brake shoes, which are drum.
Mm-hmm.
And after replacing both sides, now my pedal goes to the floor. And I tried bleeding all brake lines, and I still get my brake pedal slowly going to the floor.
Okay. So did you just say that it's slowly going to the floor? Or?
Yeah, I can. If I pump it up four or five times, it'll get hard, but then if I hold it, it'll slowly go back down toward the floor.
Okay. So did you replace the wheel cylinders also on the rear or not?
No, I did not.
Did you inspect the wheel cylinders when you had the shoes off and pull the cups away, protective cups, and just see what the condition or if there was a leak back there?
No, I did not, but I did not see any fluids coming out of either side.
Yeah. Sometimes they'll actually hold the fluid inside that cup, although typically you'll see some sign of it trickling out. Obviously, it's got air trapped in it. Or the other option, possibility too, is that because it's got ABS on it, it's probably got an ABS sensor back in the rear differential. It's an 06, right?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. There's a possibility that there's a valve assembly inside the ABS control module. It's up under the hood, that it may not be centered, so you're not actually getting, the bleeding process to function properly. And usually to center those, I'd have to go back to a service manual, but typically you got to have a factory scan tool to center them and command them into the right position so that you can then bleed the vehicle. If you think you can, you know, if you're concerned you can't safely drive it to a repair shop,
no, I cannot.
Yeah, then you're going to have to tow it. I mean, that's just what it is. Just double check. Make sure you don't have any other leaks, you know, even anywhere forward in the brake lines. And this is what I would say to you first before you even leave. So gravity bleed it. Is that what you attempted to do, or did you just start pumping it and trying to bleed it?
I had a little jar in the bottom, and I had the tube coming off the...
Okay. And you had the master cylinder open, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay, gotcha. Did you start at the front of the vehicle and start bleeding the fronts?
I did the furthest one away.
Okay, all right, furthest one away. Okay, here's what I want you to do. Just go back, refill it, take the lid off, start at the left front wheel, crack it. Once you get a good, solid, steady flow coming out, shut it. Move over to the right front wheel, do the same thing, back to the left rear wheel, and then back to the right rear wheel.
Okay.
Okay.
Reverse what I did.
Yeah. Yeah. Do that. Reverse that. Try that. And if you don't get any luck with that, then give us a call at Murphy's Auto Care or some other, you know, if you have someone local you can take it to. But it looks like you may end up there. So I wish you luck with that, my friend.
Well, thanks, sir.
Hey, stay safe out there. All righty. Thanks a lot. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right. We're going to stick on the lines here. We're going to go to another call. We're going to talk to Larry. Larry, how you doing out there?
I'm doing fine.
Thanks for joining us on Auto Talk. What's on your mind?
Hey, I have a 2003 or 2004 GMC Sierra 1500 pickup.
Okay.
And if I leave it set, I don't drive it all the time. And if I leave it set like 4 days, the battery will run down on it.
Okay.
And I replaced the battery back a year or so ago when I first started having this problem.
Okay.
And so the battery's fine. But if I drive it every 2 or 3 days or start it, I never have any trouble with it.
Right, right. So there is a current draw occurring on it, meaning there is some kind of electronic component that's not going to sleep like it should.
Right.
All right. And so you need to get a current draw test done on that. You have to have the cable removed and have somebody put an amp meter in it and watch it. Because typically, you said it was an 06, I think. Row 4. Yeah, yeah. I mean, the electronics are on board on that vehicle. They're sophisticated enough that still everything should go into sleep mode within, at the most, about 10 to 15 minutes, which means there's virtually less than about 50 milliamps of current draw. So if you obviously have more than that going on, and that should be a fairly easy one to diagnose if you're familiar with that type of equipment or if you can get it to somebody who can, but that's where it's going to start at. And once you find that, then you can just start selectively pulling out the fuses for the circuits, and it'll tell you at least where it'll tell you which circuits in problem. So I wish you luck with that, Larry. I'm going to have to run to a quick break. Thanks for calling Auto Talk. Have a great weekend. All righty. All right, folks. Thanks for being with us right now. Our lines are open, 457-1290. Give us a call. And you've been listening to Auto Talk with Dave and Jan Murphy from Murphy's Auto Care. We're going to be right back here in just a couple of seconds. Stick with us.
It's an Ask the Experts weekend on Dayton and Springfield's 24-hour news, weather, and traffic station, AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
Find huge savings now through Sunday during Menards Crazy Day Sale. Save $14 per gallon after sale price and rebate on Grand Distinction interior and exterior paint. Classic 3-tab shingles from Owens Corning are $9.98 per bundle after rebate. Get a 20-volt Black & Decker drill for only $19.99. Crestone retaining wall blocks are 69 cents each after rebate. These deals are so crazy, they're available in-store only while supplies last. So hurry in to save big during Menards Crazy Day Sale.
Save big money at Menards.
WHIO is Dayton.
And watching all of this from the sky, let's go back to Mark Bowron and the WHIO Air Scouts.
Thanks, Charlie. Not much change since we talked to you last, just a few minutes ago. The fire appears to be burning a little more severe now.
Those call letters are something else. Those are heritage call letters.
When people think of radio, they think of WHIO.
When I was in school growing up in this community, I mean, everybody listened to WHIO and everybody watched WHIO TV.
This has been WHIO as long as I've known it. And I think that because of that, along with the commitment the radio station has made to news, I still teach. And I point to the fact that a lot of stations, most stations, news went out the door years ago. This is a station that takes news seriously.
1290 WHIO. Hi, I'm Dave from Murphy's Auto Care and your host of Auto Talk. I'd like to talk to you about donating your vehicle to the Goodwill Auto Auction GEM Project. Murphy's Auto Care and Toma Body Shop have teamed up to restore three vehicles donated to the Goodwill Auto Auction this year. Your donation funds over 40 programs helping more than 20,000 Miami Valley residents become independent. It's also a great tax deduction, and one call is all it takes. To donate, call 228-2886 or go online to goodwilldaytonauto.com.
For today, we're looking at picture-perfect weather. Plenty of sunshine out there, low humidity, and temperatures only topping off around 78 degrees. Into the overnight hours, partly cloudy and cool with a low around 60 degrees, winds remaining relatively calm. I'm meteorologist Jesse Mag on the Miami Valley Severe Weather Station, AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
The Miami Valley's only radio station for 24-hour breaking news, weather, and traffic. AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
And you're listening to Auto Talk with Dave and Jan Murphy. Thanks for tuning in today. We're having a great day. A lot of great questions from timing belts to brake shoes to batteries. And we have a lot more in store for you, give us a call, 457-1290. We're happy to answer your questions in anything automotive or anything that has an engine, whether it's a boat, a lawnmower, an RV, all the above. We like to talk about it.
We've had our hands on it.
That's right. We've had a busy, busy week in the shop, and it's a beautiful week out there, midsummer. We want to say happy birthday to some of our loved ones and some of yours. So I know everybody knows somebody with a birthday around today. So happy birthday, everybody. Yeah. Also, in the shop this week.
Gotcha. Yeah, in the shop. You know, actually, Larry, who just called us, we had seen an interesting situation, which would be similar, and I want to relate it to it. A vehicle with a bad body control module, which was causing, in this case, a very unique issue. The trunk wouldn't open, but a body control module in a vehicle, and he has a truck, obviously, can cause a lot of different issues because there's a bunch of different circuitry in there and controls. So just things to keep in mind. It may surprise you, Larry, if you're still listening, as to what it ends up being on that vehicle with the battery going bad. But back to really in the shop this week. You know, air conditioning's going on a lot everywhere. But just wanted to offer some tips to people when it comes to keeping their air conditioning system functioning, keeping it operating correctly, and hopefully saving them some money. And some of the basic things you can do are to get your car washed regularly, and we'll talk about that in a little bit more, but to make sure that the front grill area is being rinsed off, because as you drive down the road, all those bugs that are sticking to the hood of your car, they're also sticking to the air conditioning condenser, and some of them make it through into the radiator. But even if they don't, they eventually form this mat, kind of like we were just talking during the break. You know, it's this big curtain that gets all over it, or like your dryer vent, right? So it restricts the airflow. So cleaning the bugs off, it's a simple task, and it really helps improve the air conditioning and the engine temperature control.
So keeping that condenser clean.
Absolutely.
And keep debugged.
Debugged. Exactly, exactly. Some other things, this is things that people don't think about, but a cabin air filter, key component in an air conditioning system. We recommend the cabin air filter in your car be replaced every year, annually. And every time we pull them out of these vehicles, we can tell you they're full of things. So it helps.
Rodents.
Oh, yeah. Nests.
Dog biscuits.
Nuts. Or just small pollen and debris. And all that stuff, what it does is it restricts how well the airflow operates inside the passenger compartment.
We have some pictures of that posted on our Facebook, too.
Awesome ones, yeah. I remember the one we pulled out probably had 30 dog biscuits on it, you know, little chews. But, they get in there. And last but not least, when it comes to your air conditioning system on your vehicle, this is a tip that most shops won't tell you, all right, about air conditioning, especially around here, is the system should be serviced every 5 years, 4 to 5 years on your vehicle. And if you think about it, the average American now keeps their car about 12 years. So we consistently do air conditioning repairs that are very expensive on 6 and 7 year old cars because they're at that point where people aren't ready to get rid of them. They still have value and they want the air conditioning to work, right? So the simple thing would be just do a minor service every 4 to 5 years, which would consist of having the refrigerant recovered and recycled and evaluated, also known as a recharge in our business, but it's not explained very well, and also having the system's filter dryer replaced. Might cost you $200 to $300 to have this done, but even if you had to do it twice in the life of your vehicle, it far exceeds the cost of having a compressor, an evaporator, and a condenser replaced. I mean, that is between $2,000 and $3,000. So just do maintenance on it. It'll save you a lot of money.
Well, it's kind of like our homes. You know, we buy a home or we build a home, and we think if it's brand new, it's going to last forever or for a long, long time. Yet there's certain components and aspects of the home that their life expectancy is not the same as the home itself.
Absolutely.
Just like a car. A car is the second most expensive investment besides a home that we make, and we generally have more than one in the family.
Exactly.
Sometimes two or three.
Right.
And people, you know, they change the oil and they, you know, they service it in that way, but they don't necessarily think about the other ways.
Exactly. So it's the maintenance. I just want to share those tips, especially this time of year.
Great, great. Well, I want to take a minute, Dave, and thank our sponsors. I know without them, our show wouldn't be possible. We want to thank BG Automotive Products. They have excellent products. We use them in our shop every day. I also want to thank KOI Auto Parts. They're the professional's choice, and they enable us to have our three-year, 36,000-mile warranty.
Yes, they do.
And as you were talking about bugs, Mike's Car Wash. I know you and I go to Mike's regularly.
Weekly.
They have they have great program there. They're open 7 a.m. to 9 p.m., and they are your debugging station. They have a fast wax that they don't let the bugs stick. And, you know, bugs can damage your paint. So get into Mike's Car Wash and get through their debugging station, especially this time of year. They have a great program there.
If I might, I just have a point there real quick. Just, you know, when you go through Mike's, they're always power washing the front of your vehicle, and that helps clean off that condenser. So it's a great place to get that done. Thanks for letting me get that in.
Yep, yep. Jump in.
You go right ahead.
Also, let's talk about Goodwill, Easter Seals, Miami Valley, and the auto auction. I know right now we've got a 2004 Dodge Caravan displayed on Woodman Drive, and we'd like to partner with Goodwill Auto Auction. The next auto auction is next Saturday, and you can bid on that Dodge Caravan yourself. We have restored it mechanically.
It's a fine
and,
vehicle. That's right.
It's a great program. We're going to talk more about it when we come back from this break.
Hang with us. We'll be right back. You're listening live to us on Auto Talk on AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
When the Miami Valley gets hit with breaking news, severe weather, or traffic tie-ups, depend on us for up-to-the-minute information. AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
Hey, at our startup, my team and I move at the speed of tech 24/7. And every single day, it's information overload. It's coming at me from all directions. And you know what? Bottom line, I just need the news that matters. So where do I turn? Local radio and TV. I want to hear from people who live and work in my town. They give me the real story with information I know I can rely on. So where else can I find out what's happening in my community? Weather and traffic, things that affect my family and my business. I want to stay informed by sources I trust. My local radio and TV stations for the best entertainment, sports, news, traffic, and weather with no agenda and more reliable than other platforms. So if you ask me for the information I want anytime, anywhere, I stay local. Support your local station. Text radio to 52886 today. Furnished by the NAB and this station. Message and data rates may apply. Reply stop to opt out.
This is the station Dayton turns to first for live team coverage of breaking news. WHIO Dayton Springfield. Your news starts now. Depend on it.
It's 12:30. I'm Christina Casale with the WHIO News Update. Our top story, a mom is determined to get justice after seeing a video on Facebook of her daughter getting hit with a baseball bat.
We're looking at very comfortable conditions out there for today, but rain is on the way. I'm meteorologist Jesse Mag. Your exclusive WHIO forecast is coming up.
Now, WHIO Triple Team Traffic. Things are looking good on the highways right now. No accidents or slowdowns to report. And now our top story in Dayton. A mom is determined to get justice after seeing a video on Facebook of her daughter getting hit with a baseball bat. Bonnie Knight says her 13-year-old daughter, Keila, got into a fight with another teen who says that she'd been picking on her when that girl's mother stepped in. This happened on Otterbein Avenue earlier this week.
Police did take 33-year-old Latasha McCleskey into custody on suspicion of felony assault. She's now out of jail and not formally charged. I talked with her Friday evening on Otterbein Avenue, but she didn't want to comment. Keila's family, though, not giving up.
That's WHO's Sean Cuttahy reporting. New out of, today out of Eaton, cops find human remains that they think could belong to a missing West Alexandria woman. 52-year-old Laura Patterson had been missing since July 19th and was considered endangered due to medical issues. Canines units reportedly found those remains near Woodside Drive and Quinn Road earlier this morning. Deputies say an autopsy will determine for certain whether or not the remains are Patterson's. A new drug is giving hope to those that suffer from Alzheimer's disease and their families. The latest reports say patients who were put on a trial for a new drug called BAN2401 saw a drastic improvement after 18 months. The Miami Valley chapter of the Alzheimer's Association says this gives family hope. As many as 30,000 people in the Miami Valley are diagnosed with Alzheimer's. Checking the scan of the Doppler 7 radar earlier, it is 75 degrees right now. Things are looking clear out there. If news breaks, we break in immediately. I'm Christina Casale in Dayton's 24-hour news, weather, and traffic station. AM 1290 and News 97 WHIO. Depend on it.
Hi, folks. It's me again, and I'm cooking in the sun just like you are. But you know, you can still plant those trees and shrubs right now, and with proper watering, still gain a full summer's growth. We keep our garden center fully stocked all summer long with thousands of good, healthy trees, shrubs, evergreens, perennials, and annuals, because we know that some folks just can't get it all done in the spring. Also, this time of year, there are lots of bargains all over our six-acre nursery and greenhouses. We have potted rose bushes as low as $14.95, plats of annuals starting at $12.95, and hanging baskets as low as $6.95. We still have a great selection of Rose of Sharon, Boxwoods, Hydrangeas, and Barberry. So come out to 1309 Brent Pike, and remember, we're open 7 days.
Looking to save money without sacrificing exceptional Medicare coverage? Choose Medigold. Medigold has more benefits than original Medicare, with customer service based right here in Ohio. We have plans to fit your unique needs, including a $0 monthly premium, automatic Part D drug coverage, and preventive dental benefits. Medigold is easy to use, with many $0 copays, a free fitness membership, and access to worldwide urgent and emergency care. You deserve exceptional Medicare coverage. Attend a free seminar close to home by registering online at Medigold.com. Medigold is a Medicare Advantage organization with a Medicare contract. Enrollment in Medigold depends on contract renewal. This information is not a complete description of benefits. Contact the plan for more information. Limitations, copays, and restrictions may apply. Benefits, premiums, and/or copays may change on January 1st of each year and vary by county. You must continue to pay your Medicare Part B premium. A salesperson will be present with information and applications. For accommodation of persons with special needs at sales meetings, call 1-800-964-4525.
Hi, this is Dave Murphy from Murphy's Auto Care and your host of Auto Talk. Is your car feeling a little bugged right now? The bugs of summer can seriously damage your vehicle's paint and cause engine overheating and poor air conditioning performance. Fast Wax at Mike's Car Wash protects your paint and keeps bugs from sticking. So stop into Mike's Car Wash for their debugging specials on Fast Wax that will protect your vehicle's finish and keep you cool all summer long. Head over now to your debugging station at any of the three convenient Mike's Car Wash locations.
This is WHIO's Clark Howard. I save you money, and the gang at WHIO work hard to bring you live breaking weather, traffic, and news right here.
WHIO.
Dayton and Springfield Station for 24-hour news, weather, and traffic. And our Ask the Expert weekends. AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
And thank you for hanging with us today. You're listening to Dave and Jan Murphy on Auto Talk every Saturday. And we were just talking right before the break about our partnership with the Goodwill Auto Auction and how that you can bid on a 2004 Dodge Caravan that we've restored. It's displayed at Woodman Drive. You know, we love working with Dayton Goodwill Auto Auction, and we've got this auction gem. We have more than one, actually, around town. But it's really a great program. It serves our community, and we love giving back to our community. You can call 228-2886 if you have anything to donate. RV, boat, motorcycle, ATV, they take anything. All you have to do is call them. They handle everything. So we do want to thank the Goodwill Dayton Auto. You can reach them at goodwilldaytonauto.com as well. We've had a lot of cool callers today. Speaking of cool, is your wife hot?
Mine is.
You better get her air conditioning service.
That's right. Don't let her stay that way. Well, at least not because of her air conditioning, right?
Cool that car down.
Absolutely, absolutely. Hey,
you know, we've had 10 days now, over 90 degrees.
And we're only...
Phew.
Yeah,
and
we're not
jump in a pool.
We're not even halfway through it yet, you know. So it's gonna be hot. We're not to the dog days yet.
Or you can go jump in a lake. We want to say a shout out again to our friends and family at Indian Lake. So hope you're having a great day out there. It's a beautiful weekend. So thanks for joining us. We are taking your calls. 457-1290 is the number to call, and we're happy to talk with you.
We would love to talk to you. We were also talking about air conditioning tips, right? About how to keep your vehicle's air conditioning performing well.
How to keep me cool.
Yeah, even though you're hot.
Yeah.
Right, so, at any rate, so one of the other things I want to mention here is that a lot of times we think about engine antifreeze and changing the antifreeze for some reason when we get to when the time of year when it's cold, right? Because we're thinking antifreeze, you know, you got to protect it. You got to remember.
Antifreeze.
Yeah, that's right. Engine coolant antifreeze, not to be confused with refrigerant for the air conditioning system.
That keeps me cool.
Aha, that's right. We got to work hard at keeping you cool. That's right. So where I was going with this was, don't forget whether you know, you're working on your own vehicle or whether you're taking it in for service, you also want to make sure that if you are, that you're having the engine's cooling system checked and maintained, which would be the engine antifreeze and the engine thermostat. The water pump, all of these components, hey, when it gets really, really hot, it really stresses them, right?
So are we doing this in our digital vehicle inspection?
We do.
That's part of it?
That
like
is
when
part
somebody
of that.
Comes in for an oil change, we do that?
Right.
Or wherever you take your car, just ask them and make sure they're giving it that overall checkout as well?
It's a visual thing. Because
they're happy to do it?
Right. There's indicators on a vehicle that help us as technicians know when some of these components, but there's also benchmarks like mileage and time, just like with the timing belt we talked about earlier. So thermostats and water pumps, the average life expectancy is about 100,000 miles, maybe 6-7 years. After that, you're on borrowed time, so you should be thinking about replacing those things. The engine antifreeze should be, or coolant, either one, whichever you call it, should be replaced every couple of years, maybe about every 30,000 miles. And I know they all have long life that say they last 100,000 miles, and that's a bunch of hooey. The antifreeze in most vehicles will start deteriorating within a short period of time. So
listen to your professional, your auto repair professional. It's relationship business. It's not really just car repair. It's a relationship, and you want to have a good relationship with whoever you take your car to so they can give you the whole picture.
Right.
And not just these little things. And also, Edmunds.com, true cost to own. You can
great
find
reference.
Out.
Right.
You can find out what it's going to take to maintain your car, true cost to own.
Before
and is
you
that,
buy it.
Is that going to take care of some of these maintenance things and include those in the true cost to own?
It's a national average. It's actually an average based on where you live of what those costs are. So, hey, we live in the Rust Belt, right? So we have higher propensity to have things like radiators go bad and brake lines rust off of vehicles. So, yes, those things are all factored in because those are known repairs that are tracked. So if you're looking at a vehicle, which is a great point you bring, if you're looking at a vehicle either to purchase that might be used, okay, because you can use this, the Edmunds.com, true cost to own for that. You can use it for new cars, or you can use it to decide if your car is worth putting the money into. But it's real simple because it calculates over a 75,000-mile period for 5 years what the cost to purchase a vehicle is or its value, what the cost of insurance, fuel, maintenance, and repairs. And there's difference, okay? Maintenance and repairs go into that. So, I mean, you bring up a fabulous point. It's a great way to decide, should I put $4,000 or $3,000 in underdone maintenance and repairs into my car, or should I go ahead and be done with it, maybe donate it, right, to the Goodwill Auto Auction, or should I go ahead and maybe get a newer used car? What we see when we talk about newer used cars, though, typically is 40, 50,000 miles that are out there on the used car market, a vast majority of them have had zero maintenance performed except for oil services and tire rotations. It's very rare that any fluids have ever been changed in them.
Well, or if your wife's hot and you just got blown away by an expensive air conditioning estimate, keep in mind, it's not a cheap fix.
Oh.
But look at the car and what you've put into it before you decide to just dump it and buy something else.
That's right. That's right.
I know you and I drive used cars.
Always.
We always have because you just get more bang for your buck, and if you maintain them, the car's going to take care of you.
Well, new cars are great for some folks. It fits their financial situation. It just fits their personality.
And they don't have to ever think about it.
Well, you know, if it's a new car, you mean?
They just get in and drive.
Right. Well, I mean, we talked on, you know, last week on the show about, you know, the fuel type fills on most vehicles now because people aren't paying attention to their cars, right? There's no cap on it. They're capless systems on a lot of vehicles, and they'll all be that way shortly. It's the same thing. It's the same kind of, I hate to use it, the word dummy-proofing it, but it is. That's what it is. And
well, computerized everything.
And yeah, and we live in that world. We're all used to it. So at any rate, where were we going? We were talking about air conditioning tips, I think is where we were. So I'll just real quick, keep the front grill and the radiator of your car rinsed. Get the bugs out of it. Consider having your air conditioning system actually a service performed on it. And BG, by the way, has a process and some chemicals that we use, products, to help do the air conditioning service on your vehicle, which also cleans and cleanses the evaporator. That's the component that's inside your dashboard, which is where, of course, outside air is brought past, and it actually transfers the heat from the inside car into that and takes it out. But what happens is because there's condensation there, you know, you see it dripping out from underneath your car because of the evaporation process. There's a lot of stuff that clings to it, especially if you don't change your cabin air filter. Well, the BG process for an air conditioning service cleans that off, gets rid of all of the allergens, gets rid of just the bacteria that's built up on it, so it's a much cleaner, fresher smell. You know, we've been in cars where you pop the air on as soon as you get in it, and it's like, oh my word, there's this horrible odor, right? So there's a BG product for that. So if you're having that issue, give us a call. All right, great. Well, again, we've had some great calls today. We do have some lines open. If you want to chat with us today, you can reach us at 457-1290, and you can speak to me or to Jan if you prefer. But either one, we're going to sit here, we're going to talk to you and help you out with what's going on in your car.
Well, and one of the things people do, all besides, you know, getting their oil changed, sooner or later, they're going to have to buy tires for their car. Let's talk about tire protection.
Absolutely. You know, I'm glad you did, because tires are now, you know, what's the average cost of putting four tires on your car?
Oh, $1,200.
Right. $800 to $1,200 on, you know, typical vehicle. And people don't understand that if they haven't faced that yet. Maybe they've bought a newer car and they haven't for a while. So you're spending $1,000 average for a new set of tires for your car. Why is that? Well, the first reason is we've moved into an age of where even a regular sedan has what we used to call a performance tire on the car. And that tire is what makes the car handle and steer and feel like it's just riding on rails. So it's a different tire. It's a different tire technology. And it gives that car that characteristic. And, of course, you can't not put that kind of tire back on it. So tire protection, if you've purchased tires, you know, we offer tire protection, and we typically include it when we mount and balance four tires. It's always an option if someone doesn't want to choose that. But we highly recommend it, because when you figure the average cost of a tire is $200, and we see this every day where people have new tires, there's something in the road, it's a manhole cover, it's a piece of steel that fell off of the truck in front of you, it's a board, and it wipes out the tires, because it just does. You can't dodge it, right? So tire protection, when you purchase it, it's an insurance policy is what it is. But when you buy it from us, as an example, it doesn't matter if you're in Washington, D.C. or in Chicago and you purchase it from us, we're still going to back you up, and we're going to take care of replacing that tire. And it's all based on the tread depth, of course, how much of the tire has been used. The sad thing about it is we typically see tires that may have still 8, 9, 10, 30 seconds of tread left, and they've hit something in the road. And, you know, if you have to pay for that out of pocket, or at least not be reimbursed, that's a lot of money. So if you're buying tires, you're in the market for tires, and they're talking to you about tire protection, ask for the details, see how the program works, but give strong consideration to it. I think it's a good value. So, you know, and I don't typically recommend to our customers that they purchase extended warranties on vehicles or things like that. But tires, there's just so much stuff on the road anymore. I think it's a good idea. So I appreciate you bringing that up about it, and we wanted to share that point. Something else interesting going on, if you follow tires and tire manufacturers, we've got a new tire player, I should say distributor, coming into the market called Tire Hub. And so it's actually the partnership, which is a strange fellowship or getting together of Goodyear and Bridgestone Firestone, are now joining forces and going to the market with distribution through Tire Hub. So they've been fierce competitors always, but now they've decided to join forces and get out there and sell tires to distributors like us, to installers like us. I'm interested. I'm following this because we talk about Tire Rack. We're a preferred installer for Tire Rack here in the Dayton, Miami Valley area. So Tire Rack is an online service, and there's other online places to buy tires. You know, you can buy tires from the comfort of your couch or your office, wherever you're at, and have them shipped directly to us, and we'll mount them and balance them for you. But I believe this is where Tire Hub is going also. I think they're going to compete directly, is where I think, with Tire Rack, and it's going to be very interesting to see what happens in the market. And I think what is going to happen is I think consumers will win. I think tire prices may drive a somewhat lower, just a little bit, because the market is going to get busier. So,
well, and again, with such an expensive purchase on tires, you want to make sure you take care of them by having them rotated
absolutely
regularly,
right?
And walk around your car and inspect them. You know, just take a look at them. Is one low? Do you have any steel belts coming through? Or
you know,
just all kinds of stuff. A lot of people don't walk around their car anymore before they get in it, but it is a good thing to do, and it'll help you save money in the long run.
Well, tire pressure monitoring systems certainly are evolving and evolving and evolving. And at least now, when you key the engine up, you know, you're going to see, that's one of the first things that comes up on the dash in most vehicles, is what the situation is with tire pressure now.
And those are in cars since what year?
2007.
Gotcha.
Yeah, mandated then. We saw them a little earlier than that in some highline vehicles, you know, your more luxury vehicles. But even those systems were primitive compared to what we see today. And I know we talked about on a previous show some of the new generation of active TPMS systems that actually help you when you need to refill the tire. It actually, it's going to beep the horn so you know you're at the right pressure, which I think is pretty cool.
Well,
flashlights,
cool.
And beep the horn.
Yeah, that's cool. I actually don't mind the reminders. You know, it helps me.
No.
It helps because I'm thinking about other things.
Well, and if you think, well, you know, we think about how we all operate, all the reminders on our mobile devices, you know, you're either getting vibrated, chirped, or, you know, some kind of flashing light, if however you have that set up. That's the way we're all becoming wired as human beings. We're used to alert stimulation like that, right? So if the vehicle is going to survive in the hands of people that operate that way, that's how it has to be. That's what has to happen. So
yeah.
I think it's kind of cool.
Well, let me change the subject for a minute. I know we got a couple of emails this week. You can always email your questions to dave@murphysautocare.com. He's happy to answer your questions via email. Or you can give us a call today, 457-1290. We do have lines open. We'd love to hear from you. But I want to talk about the electric cars.
Absolutely.
You know, more and more electric cars coming out.
Yeah, we've had several questions about those. We have. And
dependability.
Yeah, full EVs, you know, that are totally electric. We have actually not serviced one yet in our shop, a full electric vehicle, but we've been servicing hybrids for years. And I think they have a place. You know, they suit some folks. Not us, not for the things that we do yet. But at some point in time, you know, maybe we will. Maybe when we're just commuting all the time. I mean, that's how I perceive EVs, electric vehicles, to be useful. Of course, battery technology is also changing, I mean, by the hour almost, so that the range on electric or hybrid vehicles can be increased. And I do believe that we'll end up there. But a lot of the prognosticators in the automotive industry, especially those that lean towards favoring electric vehicles and so forth, are saying that the end of the internal combustion engine is on the horizon. I just don't see that yet.
I think, you know, in Ohio here, we're in big truck country, and I think that's going to be that's going to be a little farther off than maybe some of the big cities.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, you know, and I'm that generation. I love the sound of a well-tuned engine, you know.
I'm sure you do. Or a well-tuned boat.
Or a well-tuned doesn't matter. Yeah.
Chainsaw.
If it's got a piston in it or 12 of them, I don't care. It's got to sound good.
Yeah. You'd use the blower in the house.
Jacob's in there shaking his head. He's going, yeah, man, I'm getting it. That's our producer.
Backpack blower to dust the house, I'm sure.
Absolutely. That's what I would do. That's how I would clean the house. I'm not allowed to do that, though. All right. Well, moving right along. You were talking just a minute ago about tires, of course, and videos we have on our website. There's a great video. Just did it 2 weeks ago of a vehicle we had in the shop. Both the front tires, all the steel belts were sticking out like a couple of buzz saws.
I watched that. That was hilarious.
Buzz saws. I mean, seriously, you couldn't touch the tires on the car.
And that's on our website.
All right, it's on our website. You can go see it right now, folks, at Murphy's Auto Care on our website. Hey, we're going to be right back. We got to run to a quick break, and we're having a blast here talking to you on Auto Talk. I'm Dave Murphy along with Jan Murphy, and we'll be right back.
It's our Ask the Experts weekend on the Miami Valley Radio Station with breaking news, weather, and traffic. AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
Did you ever wonder how your car feels after an accident?
Oh!
Oh, my aching fenders.
Does it have a vision problem?
My right headlight is broken.
And maybe it has a pain in its side.
My driver's door has a really big dent.
Your car and your wallet both need Waltz Auto Parts. Waltz carries thousands of parts for vehicles from 97 to 2017. You'll find engines, transmissions, and auto body parts, as well as new and used glass and mirrors. Most parts come from low mileage vehicles, and all parts come with the peace of mind of Waltz warranty. All this from a company that's been family owned and building trust with customers since 1936. You'll save up to 70% compared to new parts prices.
70%? Wow! You'll be able to afford some hot new fuzzy dice to hang from my rearview mirror.
Right. Waltz Auto Parts, 1.5 miles south of I-70 on Route 68. Just take exit 52A and go towards Xenia. Open Monday through Friday, 8 till 5. Check out their inventory of parts at www.waltzauto.com.
MZA is a proven industry leader in physics-based modeling, analysis, and development of laser and imaging systems. MZA has unique problem-solving expertise in aero-optics, atmospheric turbulence, beam control, laser communications, and more. MZA's WaveTrain software has been used on every major Air Force high-energy laser program of the past 20 years. Their line of trackers, wavefront sensors, deformable mirrors, and high-speed control systems are enabling the next generation of airborne lasers and surveillance. MZA stands at the intersection of research and technology.
Hey there, it's me, your stomach, down here, you know, the one who can talk. Anyway, I was just at a yoga sesh with a few of the other stomachs, and mid tree pose, everyone started talking about Subway's new savory rotisserie-style chicken Caesar signature wrap. It's a mouthful to say, I know, but with creamy Caesar dressing and double the rotisserie-style chicken, it's not the only thing that's full, if you know what I mean. It's me, I'm the one that's full. Because I'm a stomach, that's kind of what I do. Subway, make it what you want. Double meat based on average 6-inch sub.
Baby boomers have shared their frustration about how much tax they pay. Let me reverse that for you and put the emphasis on saving taxes. This is Chuck Oliver, founder of the Hidden Wealth Solution, and I've been helping clients for over 2 decades to get their retirement on track and avoid the tax traps. Daily, I see clients paying taxes needlessly instead of maximizing their financial future. Learn how to save unnecessary tax and optimize your retirement. Visit retirementprotected.com, retirementprotected.com.
It's a summer clearance event at Key Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Trucks and Fiat with the biggest savings yet. I'm Chris Toby. Summer clearance means great deals on Ram trucks. Save at least 20% off MSRP on new 2018 Ram trucks and 16% or more on the all-new 2019 Ram. And don't forget Jeep. 100 new Jeeps available today with savings up to $7,000. Shop 24/7 at KeyChrysler.com or make the short drive. We'll see you at Key today.
Hi, I'm Dave from Murphy's Auto Care and your host of Auto Talk. I'd like to talk to you about donating your vehicle to the Goodwill Auto Auction GEM Project. Murphy's Auto Care and Toma Body Shop have teamed up to restore 3 vehicles donated to the Goodwill Auto Auction this year. Your donation funds over 40 programs helping more than 20,000 Miami Valley residents become independent. It's also a great tax deduction, and one call is all it takes. To donate, call 228-2886 or go online to goodwilldaytonauto.com.
For today, we're looking at picture-perfect weather. Plenty of sunshine out there, low humidity, and temperatures only topping off around 78 degrees. Into the overnight hours, partly cloudy and cool with a low around 60 degrees, winds remaining relatively calm. I'm meteorologist Jesse Mag on the Miami Valley Severe Weather Station, AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
It's an Ask the Experts weekend on Dayton and Springfield's 24-hour news, weather, and traffic station, AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
Welcome back to Auto Talk. I'm Dave Murphy, along with Jan Murphy. We're your hosts here each and every week on Auto Talk. We're also the owners of Murphy's Auto Care in Beaver Creek, Ohio. Been there about 25 years. Family-owned business, and yeah, all four of our
kids—they
have all been through that business. And one of them, of course, our son Brian. He's there each and every day with us, standing tall, along with our great crew. But hey, if you haven't gotten out to meet us, do that. Stop by sometime. We'll hand you a great fresh cup of coffee, talk to you, give you the nickel tour around our establishment, show you what our blend of automotive service looks like, and let you meet some of our professional staff. But again, we're Murphy's Auto Care out in Beaver Creek. You can reach us anytime on the web at murphysautocare.com. A lot of educational things there, and hopefully fun things too that you'll see. Or you can just call us the old-fashioned way at 426-AUTO or 426-2886. And if you're on Facebook, check us out there. Murphy's Auto Care. So, all right, great. Well, that's who we are. We're out in Beaver Creek. We are having a blast each and every Saturday here with you. We're still, we got a little time if you got a call, a question, 457-1290. If you want to jump in, we'll do our best to talk to you. But I also want to get in a couple other things, which are some other tips. And I like to share things with people. And saw one this week. This is interesting. If you're driving an F-150, and maybe you've experienced this, would be a 2011 F-150, the most common vehicle out there. So they sell more F-150s than any other car annually. And you, by chance, are experiencing a problem. Maybe you're in a parking lot. You're slowing down, and the vehicle doesn't want to slow down, especially in parking lot maneuvers, which probably is a little scary. But if it's only happened intermittently, you might think it's just you. It's probably not. That vehicle needs to get in and have a computer calibration performed.
Is it surging?
It's not so much when you let off the accelerator, it's not slowing down like it should, right, mm-hmm. when you brake. So it's a safety issue, because if you're not prepared for it, and hope it's not a recall, by the way. This is not a recall, so Ford would not have reached out to you. But if your vehicle exhibits that symptom, get it into your Ford dealer. If you still have any warranty left, if you don't, you can bring it to Murphy's Auto Care. We can reprogram that and put the correct calibration of software on that vehicle. But maybe you're out there driving in that vehicle. I just wanted you to know about it.
So it needs an update.
Needs an update.
And
yep.
Let's talk about that. Sure. A lot of cars need updates.
All the time. Frequently. Most vehicles that we see, and that's one of the things we do. We do a digital inspection. You bring your vehicle into us. We plug into it with the proper scan tool, typically the factory scan tool. And we look and see what generation of software is on your vehicle. Because most vehicle owners don't know that. And I can tell you, whenever you take your vehicle to a dealership, the very first thing they do is they plug in, because they want to make sure the car is playing with the most current game in it, right? And that's really what we're talking about. The most current software is how we fix vehicles a lot of times now, how we take care of these little odd occurrences.
It's
a computer update. It's a software update. That's mm-hmm. all it is. But if you're not going somewhere, or if you're going to Quick Lubes all the time and, you know, everything seems to be hunky-dory, you may not know. So you really might consider taking your vehicle to a professional, complete, full-service automotive service center. And there's a lot of them in the Miami Valley that can do that.
Yeah, many qualified shops. Hopefully you've found a good one. But if you get your parts at the dollar store, you're not going to get these updates, and your parts aren't necessarily going to fix the problem.
Well, and I'm just real quickly going to point to our very first caller today, a very nice gentleman. He called us about a timing belt service, and he did what anyone would do, because that's what people that don't work on cars do, is you look up the parts, right? Because you can. It's so easy. You can do it on your phone. So he went to a parts store online, looked up the parts. He got a relative idea of what a kit costs. Well, typically the kits don't include all the parts. We don't typically use kits, because we know that from doing this for years and years, we need to open that vehicle up. We need to see exactly what parts we need. And so it just all goes along with your point to the dollar store. Folks, just take your car to one place, build a relationship. You know, if it's warranted, if it's founded, I think most repair businesses, that's what they're looking for, because they need your business ongoing and you need them to keep your vehicle safe and dependable. Bottom line. Hey, I real quick want to say thanks again to our sponsors, BG Automotive Products. They're here side by side with us every day in our shop. They provide us with amazing products to keep your vehicles running dependably, keep them safe, and also to extend the life by adding additional warranty outside the realm of your factory warranty. And if you have questions about that, call us at Murphy's Auto Care or go to BG.com. Great place for that. KOI Auto Parts, one of our go-to auto parts suppliers. And Jan mentioned it earlier, we're kind of unique. We have a 3-year, 36,000-mile warranty on everything we do in our shop. There's a couple of exceptions, but typically that's the warranty we offer. We find much better than most automotive repair businesses. And we do that because we believe we're putting the best parts on your car. We have the most skilled technicians. And we want you to be confident and not have to second-guess your vehicle. So it's expensive, right? You mentioned it. It's expensive to get your car fixed. You might as well get it done at the best place.
Well, cars are expensive.
Absolutely. So KOI helps us do that. Mike's Car Wash, can't say enough about it. You know, we talked earlier about air conditioning, how to keep your car cool, and the cooling system and the radiator clean.
If you get your car, keep your wife cool.
Absolutely. And my wife is hot, trust me. So she's really smiling at me right now. Good thing she can't reach me from where she's at. But get your car to Mike's Car Wash. Great place. Keeps it clean. Keeps it looking good. And it keeps the value up in your car. And, of course, the Goodwill Auto Auction, which we will be there next Saturday. We're going to be auctioning off that night. It's a 2004 Dodge Grand Caravan donated by one of our longtime customers. They took great care of it, but we virtually rebuilt that vehicle. So if you're looking for a nice family van, get out there next week to the Goodwill Auto Auction. It's up on North Dixie at Stop 8 Road. The auction starts at 10 a.m. This has been a lot of fun, again, hanging out with you today, folks. We want to remind you, keep your car maintained. It keeps it safe and saving you money.
And
have
we'll
a great weekend.
We'll be back in after the auto.
From our downtown Dayton McAfee Heating and Air Studios, WHIO AM Dayton, WHIO FM Pleasant Hill, a Cox Media Group station.